I believe that a man should live with an open heart, even if it hurts. Something that I learned from the book, The Way of the Superior Man. Live with an open heart, even if it hurts. The easier, less ambitious thing is if we just close off our hearts and go, Sigma male grind set, I don't need anyone, lone wolf and stuff, right? That's the easier thing. And you know, some people look up to that. Fair enough, like these people look up to that. But again, like, you're not one of these people, man. The way you work, the call that you're taking, like, your own self-improvement, your ambitions are higher than that, aren't they? The ambitions of average people of like, oh yeah, you know, the safety thing. I think the most ambitious men want to be up here where we understand that having an open heart, friendships and relationships, love and family is going to cause some pain, but we still want those things in our lives because there's so much benefit to having that. But the way that you cultivate some of these is there is some pain involved, you know, to build the body of your dreams. You need to feel sore sometimes. Sometimes you need to feel that burn in your muscles. Sometimes you're really, really sore and stiff the next day, but the guys who are the most ambitious still want to build like an awesome physique, even though there's pain on the way. Imagine what we say to the fat guy who says like, no, I don't go to the gym, just it burns too much and I just want to save myself from the pain. What would you say to him? Because you can stay down here nice and safe with the other lone wolves and the sigma males and all those people with no friends and, you know, all the boss girls and it, bro, you don't want to be part of that group, bro. We don't like those people, bro. But why stay down here? It's safe. It's easy. But this is how a lot of people live. And then we can say the same thing with their habits and video games. And it's the exact same self-improvement mindset. We could stay where we're comfortable and complacent. But we're ambitious men who want something more. And so this pathway here, it's going to require you to delay gratification. It's going to require you, just the same as it is for a fat guy to go to the gym or for him to not eat the junk food that he's addicted to. There's some pain and discomfort. You're going to have a period of bravery and confidence, and you're going to try to open up even though you feel bad about it, right? You're not going to just suddenly feel like awesome about this. Bear that in mind, that you will feel kind of similar to a fat guy who's on a diet right now. It will feel slightly unnatural, but the guy who makes the progress is the one who has that feeling but then keeps on doing the right thing because he just sees his sights up there. I think that's what you need. I think you're afraid of the negative, uncomfortable feelings that arise when it comes up to opening up to someone, being vulnerable and getting into like a deeper relationship with them. I want to tell you right now, that feeling's not going to go away. If it did, then you'd have unlimited friends, right? So the feeling's not going to go away. That's why we do the hard work, especially when we don't feel like it. Because you're a smart guy. Do you think it's wise as a grown man to let your feelings dictate your actions? Why are you doing it then? Let me ask you something. Are you convinced that forming relationships, friendships is the right thing? That's all we need to know then. That's the right thing in our logical, non-emotional arguments. You said it with like a shrug with your shoulders, like, yeah. Like, you didn't say it with, you know, with emotion or hype or, you know, confidence or anything like that. It's a logical argument. The more logical and rational you can be, the more successful you'll be. So logically, it's set in stone that making friends and forming relationships is the right thing for you to do. Now that there's just going to be emotions in the way, and how much you let these emotions just keep you like hidden away, it's going to dictate like a huge part of your life.